Hanover's police chief says authorities canceled a friendly soccer match between Germany and the Netherlands because they had concrete information about a bomb threat. The federal interior minister says indications of a planned attack became stronger as the match approached and that the game was called off at his recommendation. Meanwhile, the Davis Cup final between Belgium and Britain will go ahead next week despite security concerns following the Paris attacks. The International Tennis Federation is confident that the three-day final in Ghent will not be affected by security concerns. In the NBA, New York bested Charlotte 102-94 and Brooklyn edged Atlanta 90-88. In the NHL, San Jose beat Boston 5-4. Dallas topped Buffalo 3-1, and Calgary edged New Jersey 3-2. In top 25 men's college basketball, number 19 UConn beat New Hampshire 85-66. Meanwhile, Marist beat Dartmouth last night 73-63. UMass held off Harvard down the stretch for a 69-63 win, and Louisville beat Hartford for an 87-52 victory. Hakeem Nicks is back with the New York Giants. The team's first-round draft pick in 2009 has been signed to replace fellow wide receiver Victor Cruz on the roster. Nicks played last season with the Indianapolis Colts. Mets pitcher Matt Harvey, Jacob deGrom, Noah Syndergaard, and Steven Matz are the winners of the Joe DiMaggio Toast of the Town Award in a vote by the New York chapter of the Baseball Writers Association of America. Major League Baseball has announced its managers of the year, and they come from teams that made huge improvements over the last 12 months. Chicago Cubs skipper Joe Maddon is the National League Manager of the Year following a 97-65 season that put the team in the postseason for the first time since 2008. Terry Collins of the New York Mets was one of the finalists. Meanwhile, Texas Rangers skipper Jeff Banister has been named the American League Manager of the Year. Daily fantasy sports operator FanDuel says it's temporarily suspending entry in paid contests for New York players. The New York-based company says the move follows its failed attempt to convince a judge to immediately block the state attorney general's efforts to shut it down.